A lot of bills, a lot of committees still meeting to hear those bills as session progresses. Senator, one of those deals with Missouri Sunshine Law.
That's exactly right. With the propositions that were approved by the voters in this last election, one of those dealt with our Sunshine Law, actually allowed certain records that previously were not sunshineable to now be sunshineable. And that directly affects both the legislature and the legislative process. I have a bill that was heard this week, tries to address both of those areas. The bill addresses the constituent contacts with their legislators by saying that those would not be a part of the Sunshine process. In other words, if my constituents were emailing me with some kind of personal information, be it a problem with a neighbor, a problem with the court, problem with the Department of Corrections, there might be things in there, and very likely to be things in there, that they really didn't intend to be public information. Under the law since that election, those are now subject to Sunshine Law, which means they could become public. They were not before that. So our constituents could communicate with us freely, knowing that those were confidential communications, much like if they were talking to their attorney. That was the type of relationship that I think was worthy to preserve. I don't know that that was really the intention of the language in the amendment that passed, but this is a way that we can protect those communications. We're working to make sure that we know what is meant when we protect constituent communications so that the public can have access to communications with a lobbyist or some outside influence. I think that is probably what they're more interested in rather than knowing what my constituents' personal details about families of my constituency. So we're trying to make sure that we protect that. We're also dealing with the process somewhat and how those requests can be made and what the cost of the requests would be and how those requests would then be paid. So we're trying to make sure all of that is very clear for someone who does want to make a Sunshine request. The other part of the bill that is protected is the deliberative process in the legislature. One of the things that concerns me is that we have a lot of internal communications that are part of the process, and at any point, if you interrupted those communications, you wouldn't have an accurate picture of exactly what's going to happen. There are certain points in that deliberative process, whether it's the public debate on the floor, which is broadcast over the internet, whether it's the Senate website where all the bills, all the Senate substitutes that are offered, anything that is ready for prime time, so to speak, is public information. And anything that's given in committee would still be public information. We're continuing to preserve anything that's been at any point offered in a public forum. That would still be subject to Sunshine Law. But the internal deliberations between senators and representatives, between senators and the governor's office, I would still like to have those so that there was nothing hindering that from being full and open communication. The idea that some idea that maybe you would change your mind on later would be public information could be very misunderstood and even misused. The bill protects that as well. And so those are the two things that it does primarily.
Your impeachment, there's a resolution and a bill, are both, I guess, ready to go to the Senate floor.
They are. They have both been considered in committee and were voted on in committee and voted out of committee. It'll just be a matter of when they are turned in and put on the calendar. This is something I've been working on for many years because I believe that the 1945 Constitution that was adopted in Missouri, which kind of upended the impeachment process, that it was a gross violation of checks and balances. And so most Missourians don't realize that we do impeachments the way we do them versus the way most of the other states in the federal government do them. The impeachment process does begin in the House, but in Missouri, when the House impeaches an official, determination of whether that official should be removed from office goes to the Supreme Court instead of the Senate, where it usually goes in other states and did in Missouri until 1945, and I think should go. The resolution simply puts that trial, so to speak, back in the Senate. There are stipulations in there for a special makeup of the Senate if there is the impeachment of a governor or a lieutenant governor. You don't want to compromise the integrity of the institutions. It basically restores our Constitution to what it was prior to 1945, consistent with the federal model and all the other states' model other than one that has it reversed, where the impeachment happens in the Senate and the trial happens in the House, and one that has a unicameral legislature, so it doesn't have two legislative bodies to deal with the impeachment. And I was very pleased that we did get the support that we did to move it out of that committee and hopefully onto the floor.
I know you've been working on that for several years. This may be, if I'm not mistaken, the earliest it's been exec'd out of a committee?
It's absolutely the earliest. It's been difficult in the past even to get it out of committee. We did get it out of committee once several years ago, got it to the floor, but did not have enough floor time to move it out of the Senate.
Another bill of yours, it's kind of complex, but it can be explained fairly easily, and that's joinder and venue.
Yes, that's a tort reform bill. When we get into this area of law, it can be very complicated, but it's easy to express the problem. The problem is that we have a certain judiciary circuit in Missouri that has a reputation for very generous acceptance of plaintiffs' views in court. And as a result, we have a lot of venue shopping that goes on, not just in Missouri, but from around the country. For example, this particular district has had, over the last year, over 13,200 plaintiffs who had cases in that judicial district. Of that, only 1,400 were actually Missouri residents. So less than 1% of the plaintiffs in that district are from Missouri. They're all from out of state. It's kind of a funny process that someone who's venue shopping, they simply have to find someone in St. Louis City that is willing to be a part of the case, and then they can bring everybody else from wherever, the Alaska, Hawaii, anywhere, into that circuit and have the trial there, where they believe it's much likely to have a friendly acceptance of their claims. We've been trying for years to address that. We've continued to refine the bill, and I think this bill would very adequately address this idea of bringing out-of-state plaintiffs into Missouri. We're paying the price to support the courts on that. There are a lot of expenses to Missouri. It's not just the violation of the court process, but the violation of this whole judiciary process is what bothers me the most. So we're trying to solve that.